Tim's 2 for $4 breakfast sandwich deal is back, only at Tim Hortons. That means you can wake up to a great breakfast at a great price. Get two breakfast sandwiches on a freshly baked bagel, homestyle biscuit, or English muffin with either sausage or bacon for just $4. It's a deal so good, I'm on my way to Tim Hortons right now. Literally. At participating U.S. restaurants, offer available on standard breakfast sandwiches for a limited time plus applicable taxes. Single sandwiches at regular price.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, you sports V's out there in V's After Dark Radio Land? And yes, if you can't tell by now, I did not win the Powerball, so. But I'm still here. I would have been here regardless. But I'm just letting everybody know, no, I did not win the Powerball. I didn't even win one goddamn dollar. And not even damn, a motherfucker can't even win $1,000. Well, not even 500. But anyway, I digress. Welcome to the Ask Ms. V Sports here on V's After Dark Radio, which comes on every Thursday, the quickest hour in sports, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am, of course, the man himself, the host, James Acevedo. And without further ado, the show would not be complete without my co-host, the CEO of V's After Dark Radio, and her adult pleasure products, multi-talented, very lovely. I give you Ms. V, the toy lady. And boy, she has a lot to say. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Guess what she's doing again?
Fucking driving.
Nah, she's not tired. Well, she's tired. Let me rephrase that. She's tired, but not extremely tired since we last were together doing It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. But she is in the car again, and she'll briefly tell you why again, because this needs to be talked about.
I pre-scoped it on Tuesday.
I know. I know. I saw it, but I'm saying. But you had another thing. But you had broke down again.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Same thing happened. So I take back my rental car and get my car back.
My.
I do want to talk about the Lions got a new GM. And the GM from the Lions. But the Lions came from the Patriots. So
the Lions got a new GM, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He came from the Patriots. He's a young guy. They said he's playing 40 years old. I was like, oh. Apparently he, I want to say, okay, since I'm not in front of my computer, you guys, I can't really. His name. But he in charge of player relations or something, or he was like the top recruiter or something. He had some title with the Patriots where he did really good.
Okay.
The Lions managed to get him.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
And, he's going to make the decision on Caldwell.
Okay, the new Lions GM is a man named Bob Quinn. That's his name. Bob Quinn. That's the new Detroit Lions GM. He was, news conference, blah, blah, blah. I think he was the director of scouting department, the scouting department?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go. So, now the interim GM at the time for the Lions, who the gentleman's name was Shelton White, has referred it back to being the team's vice president of pro personnel. The role he held before taking over from the last GM, Matthew. So there you go.
Well, yeah, and this guy has already said that he's got to talk to Caldwell because he said if the scouting staff and the coach don't work together, then it's got to be some changes, which means that if Caldwell don't conform to his scouting staff, he's got to go. Martha Ford likes Caldwell, but she's leaving it up to the new GM. But I think this new GM, I think this new GM might keep him.
Okay.
I'm just saying I think he might keep him. And the reason being is that normally whenever, you know, this is firing season. So you figure if they're going to fire somebody, this is what they would do. I have people, I came over and was not trying to come over, and this was just let me come over. Yeah, you know, so with this being firing season, I think that if Caldwell was going to be gone, he would be gone already.
Yeah,
you know, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could be wrong because the new GM has only been there a week now, but that's
okay.
Just the way I see it. You know, I'm not the doggone boss, so I can't tell you, but that's just my interpretation. Because I really think that Caldwell is going to make it another year. If for whatever reason he doesn't mesh with the GM, then he'll be gone.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, this GM is going to work with him for one more year. And I think that, you know, it's still up in the air if my man is going to retire or what he's going to do. You know, he pulled out of the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So he still hasn't came in and said anything. But I think what's going to happen with him is that they're going to restructure his contract. And I think he's going to play one or two more years and then be gone.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know,
well, that's,
I won't make predictions on the, I won't make predictions on the game, but I'll make predictions on people.
that don't make sense to me. To me, if you can make a prediction on one thing, you should be able to make a prediction on another thing. But that's you. But I understand.
That's me.
That's you, Ms. V. Is that because it's a sports fan thing? Like, if you predict that your team's going to do good or something, you think you're going to jinx it? Is that the reason why?
You know what? I think because of me being an athlete, I just know that there's not, you really can't predict it. And
no.
For me
no,
to try to
true.
Predict it, or, you know, I could try to look at the team. But especially when it comes down to the Lions, you never know what the fuck is going to happen. So it's better to not predict with them at all. Because they just, there's no consistent. They're consistently not consistent. Therefore, you don't make predictions. I just don't make predictions with the Lions. As a matter of fact, I don't make predictions on any of the sports teams. I'm gonna take it back. I don't make predictions on any of them. But, you know, let's see, I can look at things from a business point of view also. So I make the comment on the business side because I look what the
which
season
you do.
For business.
Yeah.
You know, just knowing the sports side of it, I mean, come on now. We're talking about the fucking Lions. The only thing I could predict with them is that they're going to fucking probably disappoint me. That's what I could predict. Therefore, I don't get my hopes up and I don't make predictions on them. But I'm still a true Lions fan. Let's get that shit real clear. You know.
Actually, that's one of the most very rare definite things in life. Death, taxes, and a Lions disappointment. Most of the time.
I could guarantee they're going to disappoint me, but I could tell you that I do, you know.
But by the way, since we're talking about hirings and firings, I can go to my team, and this might be one of the worst-kept secrets since Spygate. The Giants hired a new head coach. It's going to be their offensive coordinator for the past two seasons, Ben McAdoo, who used to be, before he came to the Giants for the last couple of years, he was the Packers, I think, quarterback coach, if I'm not mistaken. I think he was the quarterback coach. And he's actually done very well for Eli. Matter of fact, Eli Manning has had two of his best seasons as far as yards passing since basically 2011, the last Super Bowl year they had. So one of the main reasons why they did this, I tell you why. First of all, he's already there. Second, he's been successful with Eli. So why ruin a good thing when it comes to their offense, even though we all know their offense wasn't really a problem. It's their fucking defense. That's why I still understand why Jerry Reese is still there, the GM. He should have been gone with Coughlin. You know, no disrespect to Tom Coughlin. I said how much respect I have for Tom Coughlin. But to me, it wasn't all his fault. To me, it was Jerry Reese's fault. Also, because his drafting the last few years, with the exception of Odell Beckham and Mr. Lucky Seven Figures himself, JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul, he has drafted nobody. So he should have been gone too, but he must have done some serious ass-kissing to stay, to get another chance, which is, I don't understand. But, okay. And another reason why I think they hired Ben McAdoo and stayed in house is because the Philadelphia Eagles, who is their rival in the NFC East, was very interested in interviewing Ben McAdoo. And on top of that, they were interested in interviewing Tom Coughlin, but Tom Coughlin, he wasn't interested in being a coach of the Eagles. So I think all that three, the fear of losing Ben McAdoo to a rival, and the fact that he was successful with Eli Manning when it comes to calling plays, and he's had two of his three best seasons he's ever had passing yards-wise in his career for Eli Manning, those are the three reasons why, you know, he is the head coach now of the New York Football Giants. Now, is this going to be good? I don't know. This I can't predict because you need players. So they still have to go through the draft, and hopefully Jerry Reese knows, you know, he's doing his homework as we speak to look into the draft and go, okay, what do I need to do? Hopefully he was watching that national championship game the other night, Clemson and Alabama, which, by the way, was a shock. Alabama won, but what a great game. That's the only time I watch a college football game is when it's a national championship. Other than that, I don't give a shit. I keep it real. I don't really give a shit about college football. But when it comes to a national championship game, I'm interested. And if it's close, like most of them been the last few years, I watch it. And there are a lot of good players. You know, I mean, we need defense, though. So, to be honest with you, most of the good players I saw were offense, running backs and quarterbacks and stuff like that. But hopefully Reese is doing his homework because, okay, now we have Ben McAdoo. Now we go from here. And unless I see some drastic changes where they get somebody good in the draft, and even that's not a given, even when they say, oh, this is a good draft pick, because you don't know until you see him play anyway. I always believe that the combine to me is so stupid that they make I understand it's a big deal because you want to see how fast they run and, you know, how high they jump and all this other shit. Yeah, it's almost like legalized slavery because they treat them like cattle. If you ever see when there's a way they do this shit, like, okay, it's almost like they don't say their real name. It's okay, number 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me see you do a 5, 4, and 5 seconds. Or that's how the combine is to me. When I look at that, I go, there's something not right about the combine. I mean, for one, I don't give a shit. I mean, the hardcore football fans, they would kill me for saying that. But there are people out there, there's a lot of them, that really give a fuck to go on the NFL Network or ESPN to watch the combine in Indianapolis to see, you know, players that are eligible for the draft from college and see, you know, how high they jump and run. That has nothing to do. Okay, I understand that. You want to know how much talent they have, but it's so different from the combine to a real game. That's when you
see that's right.
If they, you know what I'm saying? That's the eye test to me.
Hey, James, but that's what I watched this weekend that I had never watched, but I might start watching it. I know it only comes out once a year. I watched the U.S. Army high school football, the All-American team.
Oh, okay.
And, and these boys were announcing what colleges they were going to.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
so,
I know what you mean. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had never watched it, so, you know, let me tell everybody, I didn't know who the hell I was watching, but they said high school, and that these young men were going to announce what colleges they were going to. And
I
didn't watch the whole game, but, you know, to see some of these kids play, I was like, damn. You know, and one of the kids that actually picked his college is the son of a former Harlem Globetrotter.
Really?
And, yeah.
Did they say his name?
Yeah, they said his name because he made his announcement on national TV of what college he's going to, and he's actually going to stay in Texas. Because they live in Texas, and, you know, they asked his dad because his dad was there and said that he just really was never interested in basketball, but he had exposure to all of the sports, and this guy is the coach of the Harlem Globetrotters now.
Oh, really?
So their current coach is his son is going to college, and he announced who he was going to, and these kids are starting early because, yeah, I remember when college, okay, maybe it's me, but the only time you started college in January was when you were someone like me, like my bitch ass who was old and started college. But these kids are starting, I mean, I'm just saying that. But instead of them starting in the fall like most freshmen do, these kids a lot of these young men that were playing last week started college this week. They left that game in Texas and literally were going to find their respective schools to start class. And I was like, damn. I was like, damn, fall is starting? You know, I had to look. I was like, shit, okay.
Well, that's, it must have been totally nothing on for you to really watch that, huh? Like, what made you, like, interested in that out of all the
time?
You know what?
It was on the fucking TV. It was on the TV screen. I forget what I was watching before that. I think it was on ESPN. But it just caught my attention. You know, I'm not even lying. It caught my attention. I kept telling myself I was going to turn from it. Never turned from it. But it was just really interesting, you know. And then when they said there was a young man from Detroit that was announced on what college he was going, so I wanted to see who he was, you know. And he did the one thing that I was glad he did. He upset fucking Michigan. So I was loving it. He chose Michigan State. And I would have been happier if my school would have been in the running, but, you know, my school ain't never in the running when they had this shit. But it was still nice to see him choose the green and white. You know, versus that damn maize and blue. I'm, you know, I'm just not a Michigan fan. You know, but it was, but you know, when he chose, and it was really funny because when he was choosing the hat, the Michigan State was there, and they have him choose hats, and they already know, they have already called the school and gave their commitment. You know, so the school already knows, but they can't say anything, and then they did the announcement nationally.
That's right. Right.
And then, actually, I guess these kids were, like, recruited a while ago. They must have been recruited last year because, you know, there's only a certain time of the year that colleges can go and recruit students from high school. They can't, they can scout all year long, but they can't talk to them except during a certain time. So I'm assuming with these young men who had committed, with them starting that following week, that they actually recruited them last year. This is my assumption. Because there's no way if they announced last week what college they were going to and they're starting this week that they recruited them any time other than that. So they probably recruited them this time last year, you know, while they were juniors. So, you know, and the commitment letters couldn't be signed until this year because there's, I know there's only a certain amount of time, even for, you know, it's all of the sports. And believe it or not, even for motherfuckers our age, and I know people say, well, I say this, but if we, you know, even when you play the semi-pro sports, there's only a certain time that they can recruit and they can poach. And I say that because, like, I play, everybody knows I play soccer also. Haven't been out there because of my fucking car injury, but I do plan on getting back out there eventually. And I'm telling you, people my age get recruited for the semi-pro team, you know. And, I mean, yeah, you got to keep your day job. You'll never become famous with it, but it's a nice little paycheck, I mean. And, you know, they your travel schedule, you know, it's almost like a weekend soccer league, but you're semi pro. You know, every now and then you'll have a game during the week. But there's only a certain amount. They can only, as we call poach, from another team during a certain time. You know, so it's not just the high schoolers. You know, it's just like with the NFL. Remember last year when the Dolphins actually – there was a controversy that they thought that the Dolphins had talked to Ndamukong Suh ahead of time before the time frame was up. And remember that they were talking about fining them because the rumors had been out there too long. Just like that, you know. You got to give the current team time. But Ndamukong Suh showed his colors when he kept saying it's not about the money. It was clearly about the money because you went to the money.
You didn't win for talent. You didn't win for a better team. It's not like, okay, you went from the Lions, let's say, to the Patriots or something like that. Then I'd be like, all right, you know, and you got paid the same amount or close, you know, whatever. And then like, okay. But when you go to a drastic different pay rate, and then but then you say, well, it's not about the money, you're just a flat out liar. And I understand why.
Look, I mean,
just be honest.
Like
look, I want to get paid. Just be honest. It's okay. We understand the business. Even though we're fans, sometimes we look through it differently. But I do understand the business side of it. If the if a player is distressed, and look, this is no, this is nothing personal. I just want to get paid. This is my, might be my last contract or whatever. Especially in football, when it comes to football, I want to get my money. The Lions can't afford me. I know that. I'm out. I would be fine with that. At least it's honest.
But don't sit there and say that it's not about the money, and then you actually go for more money. Because then at that point,
yeah.
it is about the money.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying. It's fine. You know, I mean, if I'm a fan of the Lions and Dominic Sue saying, listen, you know, I can't stay here because I need to get paid more, and they can't afford me. I need to go. Your first reaction as a fan, okay, you don't like it, but at least he's being honest. Don't say, well, it's not about the money, and you're crying after, well, that horrible loss. By the way, the anniversary just passed a couple of days ago. I almost wanted to tag you on. I said, nah, I'm not going to be heartless. It's that fucked up game last year. But it would have been a cruel joke. It, yeah, but sometimes my dark side comes out, you know, as far as, you know, my humor. But, you know, you see him all sad and shit after. You remember last year? He was all sad after the game. Like,
I know.
And you thought, okay, well, maybe motherfucker, you know, care. You know, he wants to stay and shit. Nope. He dried his eyes that night. Like, okay, time to get the fuck out. Get paid.
He's like, deuces, bitches, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Like, I understand. All right, you cried. So, I mean, my first thing is like, okay, you cried because you were on a good team. You had a chance of going, you know, who knows, you possibly could have made a Super Bowl run. If I'm not mistaken, I said last year they had a huge chance. Matter of fact, I said this year they had a chance to at least go to the championship game. Boy, was I wrong. Boy, was I way the fuck off. My God. It's amazing that this weekend, you know, before this weekend happened, this past weekend, I predicted all four playoff road teams were going to win, and it happened. You know, that's the first time that's ever happened in NFL history that all four playoff teams in a wild card weekend won. But
wow.
For me, it wasn't. Yeah, it was the first time it ever happened. Okay, now when I predicted it, I didn't predict with spread. It's just a straight up, you know, who's going to win, who's going to lose. But I'll get to that a little later. But getting back to Dominic Sue, you know, when you saw him sad and shit, you're like, okay, he know he was on a damn good team. They could have made a good run. And you thought, okay, maybe he'll come back, you know, because, you know, certain players, when they go free agency, especially if they're first time or they consider their last contract, whatever, depending what sport, if they have some connection with the fans or the community or both, It does make you think twice, like, okay, I know I want more money, but I'm comfortable here, da-da-da. So if it's only off about $2-3 million difference, what the fuck? You know, you stay. You know, if it's only, here I am talking about only $2-3 million difference. But you know what I'm saying? For them, it's nothing because, okay, it's about the same, whatever. And let's remind everybody, too, another reason why Dominic Sue went to Florida. More money for him also because no state tax. So put that, think about that too. So I'm just saying. So that's another reason why he sent me the Dolphins. But, you know, if I'm on a team and I'm a, you know, which will never happen in my lifetime, being a professional athlete and I have a connection, you know, I'm sort of popular with the team. I'm one of the best players on the team. And I have this bond with this team. It's going to take a lot for me. I mean, well, it's me talking with my personal life. It's going to take a lot for me knowing that I make good money as it is. Okay, if it's about winning championships or a chance to win a championship, I will stay on a team that's competitive to win one. If I'm all just about the money and my brand and the championships is whatever, it's not really a priority to me, then I get the fuck out. But to me, if I was in the situation, I would have stayed. But if I'm not mistaken, wasn't the contract like, did he get paid like, what, $10 million more? No, more than that, right? Wasn't it way, like how much was it more than what the line?
It wasn't way, way more. That's the whole thing. It wasn't a whole lot more. And what it is it was over the salary cap. What it was that it was, that salary thing they got going on.
Yeah, salary cap, yeah. Where they could
that
take a
was
hit.
The problem. And to keep him, they couldn't have gotten anybody else, and they had to free up some money. Or, like they were talking about last year, was restructure Stafford and Calvin's contract.
Yeah.
Neither contract got restructured, but this year now they're talking about restructuring you know, Calvin's con. Well, they're always talking about restructuring his because he's in a, he's got like 2 or 3 more years left on his contract, and I mean, shit, I think he's did like $34 million or something. But
wow.
At the end of the day, you know, and Domenico did what he wanted to do, and I'm not mad at him for doing what he wanted to do. I'm upset because he lied.
Yeah,
you know. Keep it real with me. You know, we're true fans. You know, you say it's not about the money, then, you know, that's not fair for they fucking winning. You know, it ain't like fucking Miami got no shit. Did Miami even make it to the goddamn playoffs?
No, hell no.
I mean, that's what you see, I had to ask.
Hell no. No, hell no. Matter of fact, I don't think it was much difference in record between the Dolphins and the Lions. I think
and
they almost
Lions.
Had the same type of record, I think.
That's
I
what I was
going
to say. You know, I don't think their records
quick.
Were much different.
No.
If it is,
it's by one game tops. I mean, I'm just guessing. I'm not saying I know. I'm looking it up right now, but it wasn't by much. It wasn't like, wow, do you see how the Dolphins have been playing this year? Nobody was saying that. No one was saying that this
and
year.
And 1 minute. And nobody said anything about it down the street. Think about it.
Yeah, that's another thing, too, on top of that, yeah. By the way, if you don't know by now, when you hear her dogs barking, that means she's home. If she's on the road, and then you hear dirt on the air, and then you hear dogs barking later on the show, that means she just got home.
Yeah.
For those who don't know by now, her babies are like, hey, wow. Shit. What's up? What's going on? Shit. Usually here by now, bitch.
No, I remember I came and left. That's
yeah,
what I was saying. Remember, I was here and
true.
I left.
My bad. You're right.
You know, so the problem with that is that bitch was here and bitch left.
They're like, where the fuck you going? Okay, all right, I'm looking right now. The, okay, let me make sure. What the fuck is this? Oh, I see, never mind. Okay, the Lions, they were 7-9 this season. Not to remind you, I'm just putting it out there, just to compare with the Dolphins this year. And the Dolphins were 6-10. So one game. I was right. I was right.
Lions were better than the Dolphins?
Yeah.
I'm not going to game, but shoot. One game is still one game. That should have been a damn step in
double,
the first 10.
Yeah.
Dolphins is still right there.
Look, I shit you not. The Lions were 7-9, and the Dolphins were 6-10. So one game difference. I was right. I was just guessing. Well, I was just guessing. My educated guess was right. So the Lions won one more game without Tommy
you know, that's fucked up. Like, the team that you left still won more fucking games without you than the team that you went to. That's fucked
yes,
up.
That,
I would
yes,
not.
That,
I really would not want to be that person. I'm just saying. I mean, at least when LeBron left Cleveland, he did do better.
Well, it's a different sport because in basketball, one
I'm
player
still
can
saying,
actually change.
But I'm still
team.
Saying. But my question, since we're talking about basketball now,
I'm getting ready
to be really facetious about this.
Yes.
Did LeBron go? Did old boy who fucked? You know, I gotta throw the section in. Did old boy who fucked LeBron's mom, was he no longer on the team? Is that why he went back to Cleveland?
What was his name? I can't believe I forgot his name. That's a good question.
You know, when your mom is smashing your teammates, and your teammates are smashing your mom, however you want to put it, you know, that shit ain't, you know, that. And they talking about it. I mean, it ain't the point that she's smashing them or they smashing her. It's the point that these motherfuckers talking about it.
Yeah. Ish.
And a mom can't be wilding out, you know.
No, just saying. I'm looking it up right now. He has an easy name to remember. I'm just trying to make sure.
Only I would be the one who would ask that shit, right? Is that why he went back? Or was gone?
Let me look at this.
Hey, I bet everybody don't remember that. You know, one of the problems he had was because I voiced Nash's mom. I was talking about it. I guess his mom, either his mom was whack or his mom
Delonte
was good. You know,
West.
We never got.
Delonte West. That was the player's name.
That smashed his mom.
the first thing that pops up, right? I kid you not. I put in the Google search engine which player was having sex with LeBron James' mother. The first thing that pops up is a some sort of article from the Huffington Post from May 20th, 2010, and it states late last week, rumors began to spread that LeBron James' mom, Gloria James, had sex with her son's teammate, Delonte West. The bizarre story claimed to explain the Cleveland Cavaliers' poor play and unexpected collapse in the Eastern Conference semifinals. and then I see after that, there's Delonte West confirms he slept with LeBron James' mother back, and this was this article was in from AtlantaDailyWorld.com, whatever the fuck that is, August 9th, 2014. I believe that shit. It's amazing. It wasn't a huge distraction to him, especially playing against him. That was true.
But I'm telling you, the fact that, you know, and like I said, I don't know the man code. And I'm just going to ask the man. No, I'm going to have to ask the man code.
You can, trust me, just go to me. Trust me. He would get his ass beat. It's one thing, it's bad enough it's your girlfriend or wife. It's even worse is your mom. I'm just saying. I said, motherfucker, I came out of there. Like, seriously, motherfucker? I would kill him. I'd kill him. I mean, that's even worse to me. I think it's worse than if he's messing with your girl. I don't know. I see it a little worse. I do. That's me, though. But I think most men, both is bad. I'm not saying, like, one is, but I do think a little more if someone had sex with my mom and they're my teammate and I'm cool with them like that and I don't know about it like that, behind my back, yeah, I would, be irate. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna like that shit. I don't know. I don't feel that shit. I don't know. It is something.
Like I said, I'm just curious, you know. I don't know the damn rule. You know, shit, we motherfuckers do some shit that we don't do because, you know, bitches will stick with somebody's dad in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, let's flip it around. Now, let's say Ms. V is a world-class all-around athlete and she's like the bitch. You know, she's like the greatest shit since Serena Williams, right? You know what I'm saying. I'm talking about like, you know, you're kicking ass in basketball. You know, let's just say this hypothetically. And your teammate, you know, you have a teammate that you're cool with, whatever, and then you come to find out that teammate that you play with all the time and you're cool with, they're sleeping with your dad. Would that bother you? And you didn't know about it behind your back.
Okay, I'm going to put it like this. I've had friends try to push up on my dad.
You don't.
I'm going to tell you, but the difference is, you know what, I guess my whole thing is that if your dumb ass is stupid enough to fuck my dad, then you want to catch worms, pussy. My mama told me, when you fuck with old men, you catch worms. And, no. But my dad is handsome. You know, let me put this out there, and I'm not trying to knock on my dad, but my dad is a handsome man. So if my father was single, and if he was single, and one of my girlfriends ended up with him, and I didn't know about it, I would probably be mad. But then looking at my dad, I'd be like, well, that motherfucker do got game, you know. That's if he was single. I'm not going to say I would like it. I'm not going to say I would like it, that I don't think I would get highly upset,
well,
only because of my father. If it was not my father, you know, and like I said, maybe it's the way I was raised, you know, but then like I said, I've had girlfriends trying, you know, talking about how good my dad looks since I've been a teenager.
I mean, if somebody told me, if my, and again, let's put it out there, if my dad was single, if somebody told me that stuff with my dad, I was mad at him, you know, because that would probably just be another hole in the list of everybody he done did, you know. You know, and I'm just saying that because you, my father is a red bone. For adults, y'all don't know what a red bone is, look it up. But with him being a red bone.
Let's laugh at you. You don't know what a red bone is at 646-716-8041 and give us a call if you don't know. We can laugh at you. But anyway, go ahead.
But, you know, with him being a red bone and all, you know, he just has that fucking arrogance about him anyway. Therefore, because I've been around him and I know that if he was single, he would do a hit it and quit it. She'd just be another bitch in the damn line of bitches he done did. You know, and I didn't even know how stupid she was. You know, and I think that's the only reason why. Now, if there was some, like, him messing around with my mom and doing one of my girlfriends, then yeah, I had to be both their asses. Okay? But if he was single, you know, as long as the bitch ain't getting ready to become my stepmom, go do her. Shit, dumb hoe.
I just have... to me, and especially if that if you're close with that teammate, okay,
but
let's
man,
flip it around.
I just was just saying because you came out of your mother where I ain't come out of my daddy. You know, let's get that real, you know, let's get that straight.
Yeah,
for
it's a little different. I mean, it's different. I mean, technically, yes, but not really. We were swimming in there, and then we went from one place to another, but but I know what you're saying. That's why it's giving birth. I understand, yeah. The woman gives birth, yeah. But, okay, this is my thing. Okay, see, ladies and gentlemen, we always put the sex in organically on this show when it comes to sports, a little bit. Just a little bit. Here's the thing. Now, let's say it's the other way around. I'm attracted to the superstar player's mother, and I'm his teammate. Now, okay, I wouldn't, you know, just step to her. You know what I'm saying? No, but what if she came on to me and let's say she looked like Steph Curry's mom, who was hot as hell. Oh, my God. She looked better than his wife. I'm not saying his wife is ugly, but compared to his mom, oh, my God. If she came on to me, I would have to say, okay.
If a woman calls, when a woman starts smacking a guy, you know, any guy who doesn't approach a woman and ask him, he got some issues anyway. Cause I mean, unless she's a dog ugly bitch, you know, I'm just gonna put that out there. Cause dog ugly bitches is dog ugly bitches. I'm sorry.
Yes, but you know, what I'm saying is this: like, if I'm not if I'm not really close with a motherfucker, I wouldn't give a shit. But if I'm close with a motherfucker, and he don't know, and that you know, let's say the mother came on to me, or if I came out to the mother, or whatever, something happened, I wouldn't feel right about it. You know, if I'm cool with, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm being sneaky. You know, I don't know. But if it's like someone I don't give a fuck about, then it's totally different.
But you know what? This is how I look at it. And I'm going to say this. I think that regardless, when you're talking about adults, you know, I'm not a cougar. So for all you motherfuckers out there who may say anything, I'm not a cougar. I like my men, you know, close to my age. It's hard enough dealing with the motherfuckers my age. I damn sure don't want to deal with the motherfuckers that's younger than me because they're too hard.
But let's make this clear. Let's make this clear, though. Ms. V does attract younger men. She does.
I do attract them.
Yes, you do.
I just don't fuck them.
Exactly. Wait till next week in Vegas. You're going to tell me another story.
I won't fuck them.
I know. But you know what I'm trying to say. I'm giving you a good, you know.
But the whole thing is that, like, I mean, like, my son, one of my son's friends, he's always macking on me.
Oh, yeah, you told me. Yeah, I remember this.
I would never do him.
Yeah.
But he's always macking on me, you know.
Yeah.
And
how's your son feel about that? Did your son ever, how does he feel? Did he feel kind of weird about it or what?
I don't know. I think, because remember the nature of the business I'm in. I think my son is actually used to his friends macking on me and stuff. I mean, I think the first time that he knew that I was doing nude photo shoots, one of his friends saw one of my pictures online. So, and
the whole thing is that with them seeing those pictures, I believe that, you know, he had to deal with it as a teenager. So as an adult, I think that
yeah,
which
is not easy. Yeah.
You know, because he got highly upset. I didn't know. First of all, I didn't know his damn friends were on the place. My picture was wrong, so I was like, "What the fuck's their mama doing?" You know, that was my question.
Word.
I'm being honest.
True.
Doing? You know, what y'all parents
good
doing?
Point.
You motherfuckers, you know, looking at me online.
True.
But then,
true that.
Since a lot of his in the news, I think with his friends is he's an adult macking on me, you know. And it's one of the dudes who, to our knowledge, to my knowledge, hasn't seen me in the news. So, you know, he's smacking on me just from what he sees. Now, how my son deal with that's on him. You know, first of all, I ain't doing nobody around my son's age because if I wouldn't fuck my son because I don't believe in that shit, why would I fuck somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
That's just
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to each his own.
Absolutely.
I'm not knocking nobody to do it because remember I have an aunt who's a cougar and her youngest son's father is 3 years older than her oldest child.
Oh, wow.
She truly is a cougar.
Hey.
You know, but I love my aunt. You know, but the whole thing, they were a perfect couple, you know. And I do believe that love
that's
had,
cool.
you know, age. And I will say, I'm sorry, I just got an email.
Oh, I was gonna say something, but I didn't want to talk over you. I was gonna say, well, AJ nothing but a number as long as it's legal. That's what I was gonna say. But yeah. How about this? Were you? Because we're all human. All right, we're all human. This is what we're about. We're fucking human, and we don't act like you know, we're all high and mighty, whatever the fuck. Have you ever, not saying names, were you, and of course they were older, his friends, were you ever attracted to one of your son's friends? Just attracted. There's nothing wrong being attracted. I'm just saying, just attracted. Thought about doing anything, but did you say, oh, yeah.
You know what, I'm thinking, and I'm like, no.
No, okay. Well, he has ugly friends. Okay.
I mean, he's just, you know what, I think because when I see my son's friends,
yeah, you don't think of it
mom.
Like that. Gotcha.
You know,
gotcha.
All of his friends call me mom, so when somebody
gotcha.
Calls you mom.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. No, I understand. No, it was just a question. I had to ask. I would have not found nothing wrong with it, by the way. I was just curious.
No, but, you know, and I have no problem saying it. It's just,
I was going to say, what was that next email say?
No, there was a post on Facebook, and we were, this post was on Facebook yesterday, and it was about
okay.
a baby being born, and then they were saying, sorry about your loss. So the person who originally posted that what it is that a baby passed away. And I, you know, but she was born, but apparently she didn't make it, you know, and they've got a picture of her. She's a pretty baby.
Oh, damn, trying to bring the show down, shit.
I wasn't trying to. It just popped up like on my feet at the top of it.
Oh, man.
But,
well, what a drastic 180 this was. Wow.
I bounced that quick,
okay.
So we all know that. I bounced that quick.
Yeah.
I've never been attracted to any of my son's friends, and like I said, because his friends call me mom, I think, you know, it's different now. Have they mac on me? Yeah, you know, bitch, I had his friends mac on her. You know, I ain't gonna say they haven't, but what I would say is that even though they mac on me, because I know what I like. You know, and I would never do one of his friends. You know, let's rephrase that. Let me take that back. Now, let one of the motherfuckers hit Powerball last night. They might be working on. You know, let me, you know. let's back fucked up on that one. You know, I had to backstep. I'm sorry.
Now that's actually a better question. if they won the Powerball, would you see them as attractive after that?
You know, but I have no problem backstepping. You know, saying, you know, no, that's a little bit different. You know.
Uh-huh.
But then, as they say, I might just have to be who I am, and you know,
mm-hmm.
We all said that everybody has a price. We'll find out what my number is, Lincoln.
A lot of zeros in that price.
A whole lot
of zeros. A whole lot of commas.
You know, just want people to know that, you know, that didn't happen. We could joke about it, but we can probably find out, you know. Hell, I might go fuck Hugh Hefner if he won the damn Powerball, you know.
You mean you wouldn't do it now? Because it's not like he's broke.
He's got some sort of money. But he's married.
Yeah, well, hypothetically, if he wasn't, you wouldn't?
No.
Really?
I would do his brother. I'm more attracted to his brother, and his brother likes chocolate.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
You know, ain't no sense me trying to give nobody who don't want me.
That's a good point, though. He never was down with the chocolate. He always liked them white and blonde. That's true. Good point.
You know, now, like I said, on the other hand, his brother does like chocolate. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like me.
I just say, since his brother likes chocolate, I could handle the brother liking chocolate. But, you know, no woman should ever want to be with a man that really doesn't want to be with her.
Common sense, both ways.
You know, if he don't like chocolate, don't try to convert him.
Because
I can tell you, it ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we all know Hugh likes them blonde and blue eyes.
And white.
You know,
Yeah, I forgot the blue eye part. That's true. Blonde, blue hair, and white. Yeah. I mean, blonde, blue hair. Blonde, blue eyed, and white. Blue hair.
You know, I don't fit that category. I'm not mad about, you know, everybody likes their life. But like I said, I know his brother likes chocolate, and I would go after his brother. You know,
interesting.
A lot of people don't look at that.
No, they don't. Very interesting last 15, 20 minutes.
You know, it all came down to LeBron, and I had to ask,
yep.
You know.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Well, you know how much we love him. We love
Asshole.
Well, yeah. You be nice. Yeah. I do remember another name.
I did call him that. Yes, I did. We will not repeat that tonight, though. I wasn't drunk, though. But I was.
No, you were not.
I was not drunk.
No, you were not.
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant, but I will not repeat it.
We will not do a reenactment of a couple of years ago of the actual quote of what Ms. V said about. just go look it up in the archives. It's there.
It's
clear as day. I would say go back. That was 2014, around the summertime. I would say about like June, like around the playoffs, around that time. I would say May or June 2014. Look it up.
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant, okay?
I meant. Yeah, that's good. I meant what I said, and say what I meant. Yeah, that's why.
I was very passionate about it, and I stand by it.
Oh, very, very passionate. It was great. It was the best ever. That should have won a Mario Mancini Award. That should have been the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, Radio Broadcast Hall of Fame. People go in the in the museum and say, okay, you know, here is Walter Cronkite. You know, here is, you know, well-known, you know, Bob Hope doing radio and Johnny Carson. And here's Ms. V talking about LeBron. Imagine. And here's back in 2014, internet radio broadcaster Ms. V talked about a certain basketball player, her feelings about this certain player. That's great.
That's why the FCC does not regulate us. You know, we are not regulated by the FCC, because if we were, we would be in trouble.
We have been in trouble.
Oh, my God.
The first, a long time ago. What?
Every single show would be in, almost every single show on the internet would be in trouble.
Every show. Yeah, every show. There's
no, but I'm saying every station. I'm not talking about just ours. I'm talking about,
Oh, please. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But that's what I love about internet radio, the freedom of it.
Well, that's just like Sirius Radio, you know, except you don't have to pay for us. You got to pay for us.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I want to change. I want us to get paid. I'd like to change that. Speaking of getting paid, okay, now, when anybody doesn't know, finally, which I never gave a shit about, but it's finally officially happened, the Rams are moving back to Los Angeles after 20 years being in St. Louis, and it's a possibility that the Chargers might come along too. They have a year to decide. As far as I know, Oakland's staying in Oakland. Now, here's my thing, okay? Now, we all know this means the franchise will be worth more money, because it's all about location, location, location. It's going to be like a nice stadium they're going to play in by 2019. The next couple of years, they're going to play in the L.A. Coliseum, just like the Raiders did when they were in Los Angeles back in the 80s. Here's my thing, and I'm keeping it real. Let's keep it real, okay? I'm not saying all Los Angeles sports fans, but most of y'all out there in Los Angeles are not real good sports fans. I'm just saying. I never gave a shit, to be honest with you, if L.A. ever had a team ever for a game when it comes to football. I just didn't. This is all about because this is the second largest market in the country, New York being number one, of course, as far as, you know, media coverage and everything. So obviously it makes sense that they should have had a team since the Rams left and the Raiders left at the same time. They both left at the same time at 94, you know, Raiders going back to Oakland and the Rams going to St. Louis. And the Rams went to 2 Super Bowls since then, won one of them. And now they're going back to St. Louis, they're going back to Los Angeles, where they play in the Coliseum next couple of years until 2019, when a new stadium will be opened up. It's going to be like one of these estates where, you know, they're going to have housing, all this shit. You know, it's basically
No, what they're going to do is they're copying off of the Red Wings. Not trying to be funny, but
everybody knows that the Red Wings is
in a new stadium, and they're building. They're basically building a mini city.
Thank you.
You know, but they're going to have housing, shopping, and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be like a brand new shopping district, and it's supposed to be family friendly, and you know, some affordable housing up in there, and all that. Yeah, they're copying off of the Red Wings.
Yeah, but here's my thing: with the possibility of another team coming, which maybe the Chargers are. The only thing that's different is the Rams are starting later in September. They will play in Los Angeles. The Rams will be the Los Angeles Rams. It's a possibility the Chargers will be in Los Angeles, which, by the way, that happened one time back in the day. They only were there 1 year and they left to San Diego. And it's a possibility Oakland could go back to L.A. Now, here's the thing. Like I said, for one sports team in Los Angeles, because the only thing they give a fuck out there, besides beaches and movie scripts and shit, is the Lakers. And that's about it. Let's keep it real. They don't give a fuck about the L.A. Kings. They don't give a fuck. They barely give a fuck about the Dodgers. I mean, there are Dodgers fans out there. I'm not saying all of y'all. I'm just saying, what baseball game you ever known that's a major franchise? Because the Dodgers are a major franchise. Okay, they're one of the jewel crown jewels of baseball, like the Yankees, you know, shit like that. When you ever go to a game and you see that it takes them to the third inning to get fans coming to the game? I'm just saying. I know traffic's bad, whatever, but let's keep it real.
I'm going to call out the West Coast fans, and I'm going to call them off this reason, because I used to live on the West Coast.
And
go ahead. So
I can't speak. I'm not going to speak for LA because I lived up in Oakland. So I could speak for the Oakland and the Giants because San Francisco and Oakland literally sit next to each other. And you know, we got there on time for the game, but I can tell you, LA fans, you got to remember, LA's base really is more Hollywoodish versus average people. I mean, you've got average people there.
Yeah.
But I mean, think about it. Every single fucking game they have, I don't care if it's baseball, ball, or basketball, you always got these motherfuckers. Every single, if you ever watched one of their screen events, they always got a fucking pan to a motherfucking damn celebrity that's in, you know, that they're watching. Therefore, the prices of the tickets, and I'm going to make this assumption because I'm not out there, because I know we were able to afford to go to an A's game when we lived in Oakland, and it cost to live in fucking California. But I will tell you that being down in L.A., I'm going to bet that shit is even more so expensive because look at the number of celebrities there. You know, think about it. Their courtside, they're not really, you know, when you look at how the Lakers stadium is set up, you know, how their stuff is set up, there's not anything really separating them from anybody else. I mean, you might have some person standing there that say you can't go down there, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, just like every other place you go, like the palace or whatever else, you can get to them. There's no heavy security or whatever, so odds are is that to avoid the riffraff, the fucking tickets is probably high as hell, which means that the average person cannot afford to go. I mean, if you make $70,000 a year in California, you're fucking poor, okay?
Yeah,
you're
that's sad. That was true. That was true. It's sad, but true. It's very true.
So going to a damn basketball game or baseball game, I mean, shit. Who wants to be a fan of a fucking team that you can't afford to go see? At least I can afford to go see the damn Lions, okay? I can afford to go see the Lions, the Tigers, and the Red Wings. And I can afford to go see the fucking Pistons. They're just too goddamn far away.
Yeah. But that's my thing. My point is that the fan base, okay, I didn't get specific where the Rams are going. They're going to Inglewood, you know, basically, if I'm not mistaken, that's where the Lakers used to play in the old arena, which is still there, by the way. They still use that old arena for concerts and stuff. But, and it might be a multi-purpose stadium. I mean, let me rephrase that. If the Chargers do go there, they will share a possibility of sharing the stadium, just like the Giants just do here, where I live at, and which is kind of weird because, you know, I don't know. It's a little, but it's just that I know it's a big city. I'm not saying it's like I said, the second largest media coverage ever, you know, the country. But the fans are not as passionate as a Northeast or even Detroit fan or Chicago fans. I'm just saying that the East Coast and Chicago, Detroit fans, much more passionate about sports than L.A. fans or even some of the West Coast fans. I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying some. I'm just most of them.
You know who got a good fan base? Seattle has a good fan base. But look how far you got to go up the damn coast. Look how far.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and, you know.
But I'm thinking more of California more than anything, I think. I think mostly. I'm thinking more.
No, you know what? I take that back. You know who got a good fan base? Sacramento.
Who that? Oh, the Kings. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
they have a good fan base.
That's the only team.
That's the reason. That's why. I'm going to tell you why they have a good fan base.
Go ahead.
Again, I'm going to give you a geography lesson. Sacramento is in Northern California, which is more affordable to live. You know, Southern California, when San Francisco and Oakland, it costs to live there. That's the Bay Area. But it's cheaper to live in Oakland and San Francisco than it is to live in L.A. L.A. is some of your highest property is in L.A., but the richest county in California is Marin County, which is in Northern California, and that's where Sausalito is at. But when you go north of that, then you start going more into the Four Seasons because a lot of people don't realize that California has all four seasons. It just depends on where you live in California. Sacramento gets snow because they're next to the Tahoe Mountains. So they get all four seasons just like we do on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Therefore, their fan base is more loyal because of where they're located at, because they're right there on that Nevada border. So they're dealing with a lot of different stuff than Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say the fan base is different, I think they would have did better moving them to Sacramento in all actuality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
I know everybody's like, did I really just go there with them? Yes, I did.
I remember Sacramento is the capital of California. That's interesting. We'll see, you know. Obviously, this automatically means that the Rams' value goes sky high. That's why most of the owners, with the exception of two, voted yes for this move, because more money for the Ram owner, which means more money generating for all the owners. Because
which two said no?
I don't know. That I don't know. I didn't. It was not reported publicly which two owners said no.
You know, I'm just serious, because there has to be a reason for why they said no. And you know, people always look, and I understand the money side of it, but let's look at the reality of it. If people said no, I'm curious to know why they said no, because I'm willing to bet that no has something to do maybe competition. You know, maybe like you said, the fan base. I mean, you're talking about moving two teams to a city where, you know, just because their value will go up does not necessarily mean that their fan base will go up.
That's my point. Bingo. That's my point. This move, I know when it comes to real estate-wise, as far as address for where they're playing in, understandably so, it's business-wise smart because it's Los Angeles. I understand that. But for a long-term basis, as far as keeping generating money for being there at that new address, how long? Well, do you really – I mean, I'm just saying –
I don't see it happening because, you know what, first of all, fans can't afford to go. And on top of that, you know, there was a let's keep it real. There was a reason why they left L.A.
Thank you.
You know.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And sure enough, St. Louis was not the best fucking choice. Come on now. They could have chose anywhere but fucking St. Louis. You know.
Red Fox would not be happy with that statement.
You know, but let's keep it real. You know, they could have chose any place for fucking St. Louis. And the fact that they chose St. Louis, you know, don't Wyoming need a football team? The city of Wyoming ain't got nothing, do they? The state of Wyoming, they don't have any sports teams.
Wyoming? The state of Wyoming? I can't think of a major city in Wyoming, so that should be no.
That's why you moved to Wyoming. Okay?
Yes.
You moved to Wyoming.
Yeah. Okay. I think that.
You know what? No, but Wyoming is true middle of the country, and I think that you would have got them damn folks in Pacific Hills for them to actually go watch a game.
Now,
okay,
because I'm trying to go by memory geographically. I'm not horrible with geography, but when it comes to the state of Wyoming, I don't remember what states they're next to. So what states are they next to? Wyoming,
they're going towards the west. I want to say they're above Utah.
Oh, it's around there. Okay, gotcha.
But they're on the Canadian border. So they're northern
states. Gotcha. So like northwest, you're saying?
I think Oregon is next to them. I think they're attached to Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Which only has one team,
Portland Trail Blazers. That's the only professional team. They got
a fucking fan base, though.
It proves your point when it comes to the Sacramento Kings, because they have one team, too, but it's a great fan base. The Portland Trail Blazers always had a great fan base.
And that's why I said you move to Wyoming, because them motherfuckers in Wyoming been tipping cows. Get them a damn sport there.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It doesn't have – you know what it is? No, I understand what you're saying, but it's the sex appeal to it. Look, it's Los Angeles. You know what I'm trying to say? It's Los Angeles.
Okay.
When you say
– some of the fucking Boise – okay, better yet. Okay, not Wyoming. Some of the Boise, Idaho, okay?
Boise, Idaho. It's not horrible. I mean, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. When I heard years ago, I forgot how many years ago, wasn't that long ago, but when the Seattle Supersonics were moving to Oklahoma City, I was like, this shit ain't going to work. And I was proven wrong. They have a great fan base, Oklahoma City Thunder. They show up. They support their team. So I was wrong on that, you know, the Seattle had a great fan base when it came to all their sports, you know, baseball, football, and basketball. You know, you were talking about, you know, Sean Kemp, Gary Payton back in the day with the Seattle Supersonics. They won one championship back in the late 70s. They had a good fan base, great fan base. So when I remember they were moving to Oklahoma City, I thought, oh, my God, they're going to be going to Death Valley. Like, who's going to show up? But, hey, it turned out to be a great move. It did. I mean, you know, you got Kevin Durant. Well, it helps to have good players, too. Let's keep it real. Kevin Durant I forgot homeboy's name, the other good player they have. But, yeah, it worked out well. But that's, you know, it just so happened that it worked. And, by the way, going to your theory, it's not impossible. You know, if you go somewhere where they're hungry, like a city, like a certain location, like you said, like a Boise, Idaho, or the state of Wyoming, is hungry for a professional sports team, yeah, it could work. I think it'd be more profitable than going somewhere just because of where it's at. You understand? Because
I'm
going to
tell you something. I'm going to give some info. For anybody who don't know, you can get to Wyoming off I-94, so you know. It's only for those of you who are trying to figure out where it's at. I-94 going west. I-94 goes all the way west. And I'm telling you, I think 94 turns into 80 west. But either way, it goes west. I've driven it. That's how I know. And it really ain't shit there. So them motherfuckers need something to do. I kid you not.
Yeah, it gives them something else to do other than doing, you know.
Sipping cows.
Shit they shouldn't be doing. Or, yeah, milking cows. There's a reason why in certain parts of the country there's a lot of meth labs. I'm just saying. Ain't nothing to do. Need to put some out there.
No. So for anybody who wants to know why, you know, my ass, you know, I keep trying to tell y'all I'm a nerd, so, you know, when I'm sitting here giving fucking geography lessons and shit,
mm-hmm.
you know. I
wasn't
always
in the adult
industry.
I was crazy because I knew it was around there. So I just didn't know. Because, you know, when you think of Wyoming, it's not on your top, you know, 10 greatest states you think of. You know, I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. I don't know about Wyoming. I'm talking about popularity. I should rephrase that. You know, it's not like there's a popular state that you know off the bat. You know, you don't know. You know, it's a lot of farming, you know, stuff like that, which, by the way, it's very helpful for us people in this country because that's how we eat. Gets milk and shit, depending, you know, where it's from. So I'm not knocking Wyoming. It's just that it's not the first state that pops off your head when you're thinking about.
Okay, I was wrong.
There.
I got to correct myself. I was wrong. Wyoming sits next to Montana.
Oh, Montana.
I don't know. Okay, but I was right about it being on top of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Wyoming, and then the next state west is Idaho. So when I said Boise, Idaho, and Idaho sits next to Oregon.
Ah, potatoes. I love Idaho.
But Wyoming sits next to Nebraska and South Dakota also.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
Wow. Idaho must be on the map. You know, I'm not talking about how it looks on the map. Idaho is the weirdest looking state on the map, I think. Because it looks like just like an L in a way, like a fucked up looking L. You know what I mean? Like, the way it looks, like, the geographic, the lines and stuff, is just, I don't know, just...
Like somebody didn't know how to draw.
Yeah, it just looks like it's incomplete, you know? It's like, where the fuck the rest of the state at? Why is all this shit missing here? It just seems that way. By the way, I did look up about trying to find out who it was, these two owners. It was 30-2 voted yes that the Rams are approved to go to the L.A. It doesn't say what two owners. I am curious who what those two owners would be. You would think it would be owners that think it would conflict with their franchise. In other words, you would think it's an owner that's not too far from Los Angeles. You know what I mean? Like, was it 49ers? I'm just saying, I'm not saying I know this for a fact. You know, maybe it was the owner of 49ers.
I'm telling you, that's a 6-hour fucking drive. That ain't that damn close.
Yeah, true. But I'm just trying to think, who the fuck are these, who say nay for that and not yay? Especially when it helps you out. Because they share the revenue. It's not like, well, you know, they're getting all the money, you ain't getting shit. You're getting fucked over. I'm just trying to understand.
It could have been, but think about it. It could have been the 49ers and the Raiders. And the reason
being is that
California already has two football teams. Why would you want two more? So they might look at it from the standpoint not of revenue, but from the standpoint that the...
You kept the Chargers. It's three, actually.
Yeah.
It's really
you
three.
Know, so when you look at it, does the state need that many fucking football teams?
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, California is that unique state where you got, like, well, four major cities. Actually, bullshit, five. Because Sacramento, you could say, is a major city. So you have, like, at least five major cities that you could say have a pro sport team. That's not on the norm in any other state.
When you look at it, you got San Diego, Los Angeles, mm-hmm. you got Oakland, San Francisco,
and Sacramento. Yeah.
And then,
that's what I'm saying. That's rare to have a state.
But then you look
at
Ohio. When you look at Ohio, they got two major
cities. Cleveland, Cincinnati.
And
I can't think of no
three. They got Columbus. Women, no.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking of the Blue Jackets. That's good point. I wasn't thinking of that. But, you know, I was thinking of football. And baseball, obviously, too. But, yeah, in New York, it's only, you know, well, if we're keeping it real, the Giants and Jets actually play across the river in New Jersey, but it's right there. So, technically, the real New York team we have in football is the Bills, but we don't count that. That's way up in upstate New York. But we do have two basketball teams, you know, two football teams. If you count, we're talking about New York City area-wise. Two football teams, two basketball teams, two baseball teams, two of everything. And hockey, Islanders and Rangers. Devils is New Jersey. And even though the Giants are just playing New Jersey, they still call the New York, they're still called New York.
Well, guess what? You know, we don't went over. We had,
I know,
we had a good conversation.
I didn't want to stop the conversation. I knew about it 15 minutes ago, but we were having such a great conversation, I didn't want to end it.
That's why I'm ready for the pause.
Yes. Yeah, so.
And,
yeah, that's cool.
But we'll be back tomorrow night.
Yes.
I'm going to try my best to be awake.
Are you going to take a nappy this time? What's the thought process for tomorrow? What's the plan to make sure what happened last week won't happen tomorrow?
Well, I won't be drinking. Remember, I was drinking.
True.
But also, I'm back on the weight loss medicine. So I told you it had me hyped.
That was funny the other day. Like, oh, my God, I just realized I took my medicine, my weight loss medicine. I'm going to be up all night.
You saw my damn tweet?
Yeah, and I was like, why did you do that shit for Friday night? I saw what you meant.
I've been wired. I'm going back and forth being wired, though. It's kind of funny because I've been going back and forth being wired. And it's
tired.
Like, when I get...
Wired?
No,
tired.
But like I was bored this morning at work, so I was messing with people. And then I realized if I mess with too many people, they'll find something for me to do. So I actually went and hibernated, and well, we won't say, but I have the comforts of home. No, I have the comfort.
Yeah.
I can say this because people don't know where I work.
Okay.
I have the comforts of home at work, and I have an electric blanket. And everybody knows I have an electric blanket at work. So
you go, girl.
I went and plugged up my electric blanket and curled up. I was sitting over there, and I mean. I was at work. I was awake, but I was very warm and toasty. And they know when I get warm and toasty, it's like, boom, I'm through with y'all. Deuces. I see you.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
But that's because I start working. I start working at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So early. Jesus Christ.
So since I started working at 6:30 in the morning, it's different. That's
not what I have to say. I remember that Periscope you did. It is too damn early. It's true. It's too damn early to be up at this time. And that was 6-something. And usually you're up way before that.
Shit. Well, I said it's too damn.
For you to say that, that's saying a lot.
I'm always talking about it's too damn early for something. And it's just the other day, it was too damn early for my damn car to be breaking down or something, wasn't it? Not the damn car. The other day was damn car.
Yeah, well. It's just as annoying having a breakdown later on in the day on the highway the next day. Shit.
Yeah, but cars coming past you 50, 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's not fun. Anyway. We'll talk more about this and a lot of sexual things
tomorrow
night. Oh, we're talking
about sex tomorrow night?
Yes, a lot of that sex, yes. So far, it's been a success when it comes to the new time change and the day. Had Greg back last week.
I slept him off of the show.
Yeah. Hey, it was a blessing that he called it. It was a blessing.
I'm so damn tired. Because I wanted to cancel the show so bad. I was like, I'm so damn tired.
Towards the last like 20 minutes or so, me and Greg helped carry the Miss V to the finish line at the end and straight to her bed so she can fall asleep. But anywho, tune in tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex with, of course, the host Miss V, the Toy Lady, and yours truly, James Acevedo. It's going to be fun, it's going to be wild, it's going to be raw. Ain't nothing new, just a different day and time, that's all. So ain't nothing changed.
Yeah, and we're going to be broadcasting live on Tuesday from ABN.
Yeah, special.
But let's rephrase it. I will be in my suite because ABN doesn't really start until Wednesday, but I will be broadcasting.
Cool.
No. So I hope now that show I might be drunk.
I really can't wait.
No, let's get this clear. I might be drunk for that show because I land at 3 in the afternoon and we go on the air 3 hours later. So that gives me plenty of time to go get my drink and get back.
You know what really be cool is if you bring somebody of significance to your suite as a surprise, like somebody. You know what I mean? That'd be cool.
You know what? I don't even know who's flying in. I think I'm one of the, because I don't even know who's going to be there.
I mean, on Tuesday night.
Well, I know who's going to be there, but I'm saying on Tuesday because a lot of people, because they come from L.A., they don't normally come in. It's like early Wednesday morning.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. That's what you're saying. Yeah, so in other words, the chance of that is slim and none for Tuesday night. I understand. I understand. Question before we go. Were you Periscope at all at AVN?
I hadn't thought about it. Maybe I should. You know what? Because this weekend I'm going to be, I don't know if people will watch me on Periscope, but I'm going to start my transformation this weekend.
Oh, I remember.
And I'm going to periodically be, they're not going to be long Periscopes, so I'm going to be periodically Periscoping.
Yeah, I understand.
Just showing you guys the transformation as I'm going through the transformation to be all Miss V. And I know people don't understand, but it is a true transformation. It's not, the way people would like to think it is.
Yeah.
So it takes, I'm always Miss V when I'm on the air, but then to, to prepare to be in that mode all the time, because you guys do realize this stuff. Miss V is my alter ego.
Yes. And then there's the look of being Miss V. That's different.
Yes.
You know,
The Miss V look is what's really going to be, that's what everybody's going to get a chance to see. And actually, I probably won't start Periscope on my change until Monday because okay. Right now, you know, I'll probably Periscope on Sunday showing everybody, yo, this is still what I'm looking like. And then, you know, we'll see probably Monday night, I'll probably Periscope again, you know, showing some of the things I'm doing. And then Tuesday morning, you know, everybody get a chance to see what I look like before I get on the plane.
True. Oh, those great plane adventures that you have. Yeah, especially on Periscope.
Oh, you know what? I'm doing nonstop right this time. I'm so happy. You know, I'll try nonstop coming back. But I changed my flight intentionally because of all the bullshit that I've been going through.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oof. Oh, my God. Too much
so
of that shit.
I intentionally changed my flight from my original flight that I had to a nonstop flight. And it only cost me $4 more, so that worked out really good.
Oh, that's pretty, yeah, that's nothing. That's good. Yeah.
I mean, I'm leaving 6 hours earlier, but I'm going to get there way, way earlier.
Gotcha.
And then hopefully I'll have the rest of my makeup so everybody get a chance to see that I will have all my kids talk about it. So
yes. Ooh, can't wait to see that. Yeah, that's true.
You know, so I've got to go check tomorrow and I hope that my last box came. But I'll let you guys go because I still haven't eaten. Because I actually before we got on the air, but I had my food in the oven, had to take it out because I had to go pick up my car.
Yeah. This V adventure continues.
We know.
Make that plural. Miss V Avengers continues. But anyway, you're able to sign us off, right? Or do you still need me to do that?
I got us.
Okay. Well, let me just say this. Let me do my hosting duties right now. This is the time where, just like in the beginning, where I welcome you all. This is where, at the time of the show, which is about almost 25 minutes after the fact of time of regulation, I say, good evening. Enjoy the rest of your night. This is the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed the show. I know we did. And tune in tomorrow night for It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex, 10 p.m. through midnight. And that's every Friday, by the way, exclusively here on Peace After Dark Radio with Ms. Vita Toilet and myself. And, of course, every Thursday we do Ms. V Sports, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I know the last 2 weeks we've gone a little more than an hour, but hey, it is what it is. And of course, it's, you know, the Bitter Black Bitch Show every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. with Ms. V, the Toy Lady, and Sierra. And don't forget, we'll remind you again tomorrow night, this Tuesday, it'll be a special Tuesday night edition of It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex with Ms. V being in her suite in Las Vegas for the AVN. And yours truly will be in New York City. but anyway, I digress. So enjoy your night, everybody. Tune in tomorrow for It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex, 10 p.m. sharp Eastern Standard Time. Until then, for Ms. V, the Toy Lady, I say layers and tomatoes. And Ms. V, go get something to eat already.
Have a great night. Have a great night, everyone.
Yeah, that's right. Bye. That's right. And George Jeffrey would say, bye.